I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air, I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm backing up. Hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Listen to RadioMonterey.com. Take a look at the hosts and the shows and the information they bring to you so you can be better informed about the choices you make in your life. In addition, Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. 33 years in the Monterey County area, the Rhoda Psychic Fair has been bringing the best of metaphysics and spirituality to the Monterey and Santa Cruz areas. Visit rhodapsychicfair.com. Take a look. October 29th and 30th, Halloween, Samhain, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, the time when the veils between the worlds are thin, and that means only one thing. It's time to have fun. Come in costume. Come as who you might have been. Come as who you might become. Come as who you are. But get on the email list at therhodapsychicfair.com so you can be informed of the upcoming events. We have Lit the Fair coming up at the end of July, which is one of our partner events. We have Illuminati coming up in early July, which is one of our other partner events. We have the virtual psychic fairs every weekend, one week at the third weekend of every month. which is one of our partner events. And we have other events that we're putting into the queue to keep you informed about what's going on. But join the rhodapsychicfair.com email list so you can be informed and be reminded about October 29th and 30th. Well, big jump, but we have certainly moved. It is now the 9th of June. This is the last month of the creative cycle of the month, and we've been talking about this. After this month, we move into the manifesting cycle, which means what we start creating intentions for this month are what we're going to start seeing realized next month. And as you know, I love me some Day by Day with James Allen. Now, James Allen wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903. He took the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What James Allen's telling us from that phrase is that what we create through our beliefs, our thoughts, our emotional commitment in our heart, in our mind, in our soul, is what we realize in the reality of our life. Our reality today is a direct outcome of the thoughts and ideas, actions we have taken in the past. However, every day when we awake anew, we have an opportunity to create a new future. We are not condemned to the future based on our past thoughts and actions. Each day gives us the opportunity to create a new future going forward by our current and present thoughts and actions. And in Day by Day by James Allen, James Allen's words have been carved up into a little segment for each day of the month, so it's digestible. And today, for the ninth day of the month, he tells us, suffering is a response to pain. Suffering is always the effect of wrong thought in some direction. It's an indication that the individual is out of harmony with himself, with the law of his being. What does this really mean? It means when we have some pain
somewhere. It is telling us something needs to be healed. It's part of the healing process. Pain is a natural outcome of something having trauma or injury. But suffering is a victim mentality where we take the pain and we condemn ourselves to be in a place of suffering. We have the opportunity every time we have some pain to allow ourselves to accept and embrace the healing process. What does that mean? For instance, I had a bad sprain on my ankle months ago. I have been struggling with it ever since in the sense of I've had to manage the healing process and allow myself to only do what I was able to do as it healed. I can only walk so much. I can only walk some days. I can't necessarily walk every day. I have to allow it to heal itself. Now, did I turn that into victimhood? Absolutely not. I just turned that into paying attention to the necessary process of the healing brought to my attention by the pain. But pain is not just a physical act. Pain is an emotional act. Pain is a mental act. Pain is something that we embrace inside of ourselves and create a reaction to. What James Allen is telling us is don't be the victim of your pain, spiritual, physical, emotional, or mental. Allow yourself to be a healer of your pain and allow yourself to modify your behavior as you work through your pain, but don't let the pain drive your outcome. And for today's daily word, it tells us, I am free to be the expression of the divine that I was created to be. Has there ever been a more synchronistic set of messages for one day of the month? Suffering is a response to pain, and I am free to be expression of the divine I was created to be. Be divine. A divine being that you are, that light inside you, and that is your nature, and that is your natural healer. The divine is a healing energy. So when you're in pain, physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, allow your divine being to heal it, and don't become a victim of your own suffering. And that leads us today right into our segment host. Stephen Heckhouse is a healer and channel. He's practiced massage therapy and energy healing for more than 25 years. And through his professional experience with transcendental meditation, coupled with his practice of massage and body work, he has cultivated a highly refined intuitive sensitivity to the disruptions in the natural balance of the physical, mental, and spiritual bodies. He joins us on the second Thursday of each month to share his divine guidance and messages. Let's listen to Stephen Heckhouse and his divine guidance.
Yellow white light, maybe with a little gold in it. Very high vibration color. That's what Solar Star is made out of. That's what he's here for. So it looks like some stress is being pulled off Solar Zar. Frequently what this energy does, it simply dissolves stress for people or takes it away. And so that's what looks like it's happening for Solar Zar right now. And divine blessings coming all around him. There's a wonderful divine being, a male being, that's rather the color of purple and lavender, very sweet. Looks like one of his guardian angels. Or a divine protector. Takes care of him while he's driving. Hope this is okay, Solar Zar. I know this is a personal thing, but this is
not a problem at all. I appreciate it, and it does feel very comforting and peaceful.
Okay, good. Just wanted to check in, make sure. Okay. Yeah, so it's this purple light is coming around Solar Zar's arms and hands now. So when he does anything with his hands, it's being directed by, sort of like I'm being directed somehow by this purpley light. And it's got so much backing with so many divine beings. They're all kind of standing right in back of him, several of them. I think at least five of them, maybe more, I don't know, but at least five of them, these divine beings. And his energy goes out over the airwaves, or over however this works, over the internet waves. And it looks like there's somebody out there, it could be a listener, it could be somebody else, who has that same wonderful purple light. It looks like right around in their chest and maybe near their heart, or the same vibratory rate is in their heart as solar's are. So there's a little, it looks like, I don't know what this means exactly, but the helpers that work for solar's are with this wonderful sort of purple light. There's this person out there maybe listening or just being in the world somewhere who has the same purple light around in their heart. Just translating it the best I can here. And all this energy going to this person with this purple light. No words right now coming. It's just, it looks like a healing and a connection taking place. And there's, what's happening now is there's like pink, it's like pink rain coming down from heaven, like pink rain droplets coming down from heaven to soothe and release and relax. It wakes up, it charges the atmosphere, it charges the air, and it's just Mother Divine's love, Mother God's love. In the form of pink rain, pink light water droplets from heaven, or pink light droplets from heaven. And Mother Divine is taking care of so many people right now. I do the best I can to translate this. I'm sure it's infinitely more vast than I can speak of, but I'm just passing it on the best I can with what I'm seeing happening. But there is a big healing taking place. And sometimes, like I say, there's no words, and sometimes there's lots of words. I'm just going to go deeper into the silence and see what happens. All right, now it looks like there's healing for lots of people. It looks like for the listeners of the show. That's what this healing is for the listeners of the show. And I see them just being there and being surrounded by this wonderful light from heaven or from the divine being. In this little sort of family of healing right now. Just some reorganizing and stress release taking place now. No words at the present moment, just healing. Looks like things are being taken off people, almost like they had some old, worn-out clothing on, like some sort of old, dark fabric that's falling apart, and it's just old, miserable sort of things, or just things that aren't so, you know, of the light. They're not fun things. They're just some stress, you know, but in terms of, we'll just use the word stress. It's like stress is being taken off, and it looks like taking off sort of like dark fabric from people and just letting it be dissolved. Sometimes my breath may sound like that. It's sort of it sounds like wind and bursts of wind, and it's what the closest I can gather, it simply blows stress away. Like I say, I get used by these divine beings to release stress for people, and they use my body, and sometimes it sounds like wind or puffs of wind, and it blows. It looks like it blows stress away. The divine beings working through me use it as wind to throw good energy in and take the old stuff away. The healing is going right down to people's toes. Wonderful sort of sparkling reddish light in the feet and the toes. Looks like a bit of stress to release here. It's not just one of a few things. It's a lot of stress being released. And covering, and when you do healing like this, when the stresses start going, the inner being starts to be more revealed. Because the only reason we don't experience our divine being all the time is because there's clouds of stress covering it over. So what this does, along with many other modalities, is remove the stress from people, so their inner light can shine through more thoroughly. So you may notice you're feeling a bit more clear. That's because stress is coming off, like dark fabric. It's being pulled off. Feels like Archangel Michael here now. Very expansive, very big being. He certainly doesn't have any fear. he blows me away every time I do this. He's a great big being, and he's here for what looks like protection and to make sure things get done properly. Because like I say, I just do this the best I can, and it looks like he's here to make sure things get done properly. And almost like a force of Michael, of Archangel Michael, or like wind, just sort of the force of Michael just sort of blowing away stresses even more from this group we're working with. And I'm seeing the light open up with certain areas of this group, maybe faster than other parts of the group. But everybody's being taken care of here. And now there's this wonderful rain from heaven coming down again. I don't know that this is necessarily pink light this time, but it is energy from heaven flowing down to the earth for these people. And to their relatives as well is what I'm seeing now. This is expansive. This is going to their relatives and friends as well. And people, the relatives and their friends and relatives as well. So you may or may not be experiencing this. It looks to me like it's working. So you can tell me. You could phone into the radio show sometime other, or maybe pass on information. You can call me. You can call Solarzar. Just if you felt great about this, maybe let us know. Because it's not a call-in show, so I don't get much feedback. But this is what's happening. We're doing a wonderful healing here. And healing for people's feet. And as the stress goes, I'm seeing the feet becoming more golden. And it's not like they're becoming more golden. They're just being revealed as the golden light that they're made out of. I heard once that we're all gods and goddesses, and we were all in bliss up in heaven, in the higher spheres, and we chose to come down here to learn the lessons of life and then come back better than we were. You come down here, it can be a little bit difficult. We can pick up stresses and strains and wounds with all the things that can go down on here. So what my job is, and what a lot of people are doing these days in their own ways, is to just clear these old stresses off. Because, you know, what happens is you can have, say, a breakup in a marriage, say, or any kind of stress. While the event may be long gone, imprints from that, say, we'll just say a breakup, just to put it simple. A breakup could be very painful. And while the breakup isn't still happening, it could leave imprints, emotional woundings. So what we're doing is releasing the imprints and emotional woundings and things like that, any kind of stress. Just wanted to give a description of what sort of what stress is, and everybody knows, but I thought I'd go into it a little bit more deeply. Releasing imprint, and it covers over the light that we are. We forget who we are. We forget we're gods and goddesses and angels, and we become very small. It can happen here on Earth very easily because we just forget who we are. You get enough stress covering, and you really don't know who you are at all. So some of these stresses are leaving, and the light is shining through more thoroughly, increasing it. And the light is getting shinier and sparklier. Some people look like they're getting revealed as beings of blue light. What I'm seeing, like there's a certain person that has, it's like made out of blue light, very light blue light, very wonderful. And benefits coming to all the people here. Sometimes I see it as gift boxes coming down from heaven, you know, bows and all that, you know, gift boxes with bows. So it looks like gifts are being bestowed on the people we're working with right now. And a great big gift is being given for everyone, and that looks like planet itself. We live in a wonderful place. It may not seem like that all the time for a lot of people, but for some reason the biggest gift we're getting is to be on this planet itself in these human bodies. Very wonderful thing, even though it may seem very difficult at times for a lot of people. It's still, from what I understand, the greatest gift you could ever get is the gift of a human body. That's what I've heard, and that's what I'm rather seeing right now. That one of these great gifts we have is the earth that we're able to live on. And it does look like it has a personality, too. The earth being a living being. I mean, some people call it Gaia. Good a name as any, I guess. I don't. But it looks like the earth is growing with us. I see the foliage on the earth. It's like the earth itself being uncovered as well, perhaps. Like I say, I just pass this on the best I can. What it looks like is the earth having a healing as well at the same time. And it looks like we're developing golden roots that go down from our bodies into this wonderful earth. This is wonderful. It's like a group healing for all of us, and the earth included, and all the birds and everything else, animals. It's like stress being taken away from us and across the globe. Things being taken away. Sort of blowing some things away. So we can live more clearly. More clear-headedly and more full emotionally, feeling-wise. And one of the wonderful things that looks like it's being revealed is this inner gold, the inner calmness that comes with it, this inner calmness. And you know that phrase, silence is golden, was like that. It's like gold light and it's stillness, it's silence. Very powerful. A manifestation from our pure beings, because we are gods and goddesses. This is what I was told one time, and I'm seeing it's quite true. We're all gods, and we're consciously coming more and more back to ourselves. Now there's this wonderful, I don't even know how to describe this, it's like a dwelling on the planet. Or it's like a wave of goodness. And it's almost like this wave of goodness, if it had words, it would say, you're not even going to believe how good it's going to be, what we are giving you. Wonderful light from heaven, wonderful clearing for the area we're living in. And another word for this would be just joy. I see that written in sort of like the foliage, the green foliage and gold, like written in the form of the earth itself, with green leaves and foliage and gold. Joy. And joy for our heart. Looks like something happening for Solar Czar again specifically. Something's kind of specially. There's this wonderful being who is doing this, and I just feel it filling my being. Yeah, I'm very big. This isn't like a human walking the planet. This is a great, big, huge, divine being. Covers the whole area. He's rather transparent. Great big being here. And calmness is the name of this being, or it's one of the biggest parts of this being, calmness. I'll use more of that. Calmness. And what he's doing is developing calmness in all of us. This guy is we're under this person's care right now, and he's developing calmness in all of us. So we don't have to be in a rush so much or at all. Slow down, take time to eat a meal, be easy. It's like he wants to make us like him, whoever this being is. But he exists in a very, very fine level. It's like vibrating gold, vibrating golden light, just above the transcendental pure consciousness that we are, right on the surface of that, like a very, very fine manifestation of our inner beings. This golden light, this golden calmness, this ease, it goes into the infinite. And I'm supposed to say the words, all is infinite. Not individual things, but I mean by that, but we're all infinite beings. It's just this pure consciousness that has no color, no sound, no smell, no touch to it, no scent. It's just pure consciousness itself, without any physical manifestations to it. That's what we truly are. And it is the most relaxing thing to have contact with and become. It's pure relaxation itself. It's pure stillness. It's pure the best everything. It's the best of everything. It's better, like Maharishi Mahesh Yogi would say, it's better than the best. It simply is. It's like the movie screen without the images on it before the movie plays. It's just the consciousness itself. Home for everyone. Home for Solar Czar. The infinite pure consciousness, the infinite pure being, the essence of our soul. And this is what, when they mean the brotherhood of man, well, I want to put women in there too. I don't know why it's always just man, but I guess man includes male and female. Maybe I'm just a little bit confused about that. But when they say the brotherhood, we'll call it the brotherhood and sisterhood. I think that's what is meant by that in the truest sense. We are all pure consciousness in our essence, so we are all one. It's like a family of oneness. all the diverse people have this one thing in common, unity in diversity. The diversity being all of us, and the unity being the pure consciousness of which we all are. It looks like there is, in fact, nothing else really but pure consciousness. It's the basis of everything. It's all that is. Everything exists in that. Everything is a manifestation from pure being, pure consciousness. Samadhi, Satori, whatever you want to call it, the kingdom of heaven is within. The pure, the purity, the grace of God. It is peace itself with a capital P. Everyone can relax in it. It's everyone's destiny. It's what we're made out of. You may still be throwing some stresses off. I get lost in this energy, so I become sort of unaware of what's going on around me so much because I just drown in this energy. But you still may be noticing some stress release happening, or you may just feel quiet inside. However it goes, once again, something good, Maharishi said repeatedly, something good is happening. And if there is stress release going on, we want to make it a little easier. So there's this sort of nice sort of fuzzy white light making the stress release more smooth, it looks like. Like, so you don't have to worry about it so much. It's like some white light for that to make it easier. Looks like this is happening, broadening out to include lots and lots of other people. It may have already, but I can only comprehend so much from my limited perspective. But it looks like this is way beyond just the individual group you started with now. It looks like it's rather going, if not global, at least covering a large section of the planet. Happiness for everyone is what's developing. Happiness. Capital letters, happiness. Everyone wants happiness. So it looks like capital H, happiness. Happiness on a grand scale. And it doesn't depend on if we have a certain date with some certain person. It doesn't matter what kind of food we're eating. It's just happiness itself. And doesn't matter what's going on around. Just happiness anyway, regardless of anything. On a cosmic scale. Now there's this wonderful music. It looks like celestial music that's starting to play. And it's starting to touch down on the planet. And its nature is the New Age. Age of Enlightenment. The Golden Age. Peace and quiet. Celestial music playing now. I don't know how I could ever repeat this. It's just this music playing. Grace, divine grace for everyone. And there's this wonderful being of blue light, some divine being of blue light, and it's associated with heaven. So I think maybe we could add heaven to all this, heaven on earth, heaven merging with earth. So the two intertwine. Once again, saying it the best I can, it looks like heavenly quality here. And just the golden age would be the dawning of heaven on earth. Heaven for everyone. And this feels like it's from Mother Divine, Mother God. Be kind to one another. This is being like Mother God herself. When you do kindness to other people, that's her being kind. because she is kindness itself. So do things like that. Be kind to one another because that manifests Mother Divine, makes Mother Divine visible, makes Mother God visible. Be kind. Give things to people when they need it. You could help the poor. What I do kind of is if someone's coming to me for money or I see someone that needs some money, I ask Mother Divine if I should give them something or not. And sometimes she says yes, and so I give them whatever she wants me to give them the best I can. But it's almost like, I guess I'm sort of passing on that, the divine take over your lives. I guess that's what I'm trying to say through that, that God works through you. But it's all expansive happiness. Healing for someone with a broken leg, it looks like somewhere, maybe somewhere with a freshly broken leg, doing some healing for him with golden light. Could be on the side of the road somewhere, I don't know. But it's like somebody with a severe fracture. And Mother God, Father God taking care of this being and healing it with golden light. The silence is here for all of us, the stillness, the Mother Divine quality, the God stillness, the God silence. Blessings for everyone. Looks like we're sort of winding up here. Blessings for everyone. I don't even know what this means. It's like little sparks of color. It's all wonderful. It's like things happening, like little green lights. But I can't really understand it, but it's like wonderful things. Wonderful things for everyone. And we are a community, and we're one. Even though we may appear differently sometimes, be understanding of people. This is like Mother God giving me these words to pass on. Be understanding of people when they make so-called mistakes. Be kind to your neighbors. Be kind to your husbands, your wives, your lovers, your children, grandparents. Be kind, because that's what we need for the new age to dawn, and that's what will do it, is kindness. You know, like the Dalai Lama says, kindness is my religion. Well, this is what I'm seeing right now. It's kindness is what's going to do it. That's an essential part, being good to one another. Be kind. And it looks like one of the biggest, most important things of this of all, is just this universal love. Just the quality of this coming time, and right now, is just God's love, universal love. The love we feel in our own hearts when we feel it. And all around. And love for everyone. Be kind to your pets. Be kind to your dogs and cats and birds. Be kind to them. Understand, they look to us like us as if we're gods, so be kind to them. They're just like little children. Be kind to them. That's holiness. That's the blessing of God. Be kind. Treat them with respect, feed them well, love them. Because that's Mother Divine, that's Mother God in action. The most important thing is just doing the best we can to be in that love and settle into it. The rest of the stuff that goes on the planet isn't really important. If it's other kinds of emotions and angers and irritations and all that, they're okay, and I guess they happen. But what's really important is the love. It's just this divine love. Love for everyone. Mother Divine taking certain stresses out of certain people so they can breathe easier again. And she's sort of saying on a feeling level, all there is just this. All there is just this good feeling. They say love is God. That's all there is. Along with that stillness. Looks like Mother Divine is working with masses of people. I just call her Mother Divine. It's sort of a thing I learned from meditation. Mother God. Mother God, Father God. This looks like the Divine Mother, though, blessing droves and droves of people. Let all the stresses go. Just let Mother Divine release them for you. You can call on her whenever you need help. I'm just channeling this now. You can call on her whenever you need help. She's your best friend. She'll take care of you. I don't think this is any different than the Christians saying that Jesus is their best friend. This is just a different wording than that, maybe. It's like Mother God. She's like the essence in your hearts. And she is quietness and stillness and silence beyond. Gentleness on the finest level. Sweetness and holiness and peace and bliss. This is the greatness of the Divine Mother. She is solid as a rock in terms of, not like she's made out of a rock, but she's solid. She has this aspect of being solid. Like the Supreme Commander. All blessings. May gentleness permeate your lives. Always be kind and gentle. All blessings to everyone. I'm going to give the mic back over to Solar Czar now. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Stephen, for sharing with us. I thought that was extremely powerful and pertinent, certainly as what applied to me and what I've heard for everyone else. So I think that was very successful, and I appreciate you taking the time to bring that through so everyone could hear what's going on and what the energy is.
Thank you so much. It's the main thing in my life. Aside from my beautiful, wonderful person in my life that I have, this is the best thing that I do.
Well, it's certainly, as you know, I've said it many times, but I will say it again. I look forward to this show all month. It's the one I favor the most. There's just a sheer joy and beauty of what you bring through, and I appreciate you taking the time to do it.
Thank you so much. All I do is just as if keep the window open. We're just born to do this, I guess, and it's just my divine pleasure to. It makes me feel so good to do it, so that's why I do it.
And thank you for doing it. It certainly, I'm certain, helps many people. And I want to let people know also that they should go to amritaloka.com That webpage is amritaloka.com. They can also connect by going to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com and connect over to Stephen's website. But let Stephen know how you feel or what you think about what he's bringing through. He's bringing through all these many great gifts and blessings for all of us. Let him know. Let him know. Get in touch with him. Or get a massage or energy session with him at the same time, but let him know how you're responding to the gifts that he's bringing through. Stephen, once again, many blessings for all the work you do and for being the gift in this world and certainly a gift in my life. And thank you for taking your time to be with us today.
Thank you so much from my heart. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Now I want to remind folks that going forward this weekend, we have several interesting impacts that are going to occur. So I'm going to reverse backwards and remind everyone about our Gemini new moon that we had last Saturday with our mutable Grand Cross. And the energy of those planets going across on that Grand Cross have created a powerful opening for us. Now, we still have three planets in retrograde. We have Mars in Scorpio, Saturn in Sagittarius, and Pluto in Capricorn. As we remember, Mercury went direct in May 22nd, and and it'll leave the shadow. It left the shadow this week, right. So now, while we have the retrograde Mars, which loves the Scorpio it's in, it's going to shake you by the shoulders. And Saturn, our great teacher, while retrograde, wants us to examine our foundations of our life, our house, that everything's in good running order. And then with the energy of Sagittarius, it also is going to want to rebuild that infrastructure. Our other retrograde planet is Pluto in Capricorn. Good solid Earth energy, but Pluto is about transformation whether we're ready or not. So it's going to be pushing that on us at this time. That transformation, make it happen. But when we had our new moon last Saturday, we had Venus in Gemini conjunct with the Sun in Gemini, and then the Moon in Gemini, that new moon, we ended up with a mutable Grand Cross. We had Jupiter, we had Venus square to Neptune, we had Jupiter-Saturn opposition, we had Saturn in Sagittarius, Jupiter in Virgo, Neptune in Pisces, all squaring the Sun, Moon, and Venus. And that was a really powerful aspect. Now, that energy is going to stay with us throughout the course of the month. It doesn't go away. Now, the Moon moved into Cancer on Sunday, but the energy of that cross is going to stay with us and doesn't go away. So we had that huge energetic burst changing everything, and it's telling us right now that we have to decide what is illusion in our life. What have we created in our life out of routines or patterns or habits that we start to look at as if it's our life, but it's really the illusion of life? And so this month, this last month of this creative cycle of the year, before we hit the manifesting cycle, this month is about us getting really clear on what life is for us and what we want our life to be, and shed the illusion, get rid of it. It's time to turn it upside down and inside out and begin living the life we're here to live. Now, this coming weekend on Sunday, we're going to start by Mercury going into Gemini. Now, Mercury absolutely loves its Gemini. I mean, after all, Mercury is communication, and Gemini is all about communication. Mercury loves that aspect and wants to be connected with that. So it will be good for us to get some clarity in our communication. It's also a socialized type of energy being in Gemini. It's an energy that wants to be out and communicate with people. Now, the problem occurs when you want to get below the surface. It's also, Gemini is not a good energy for going deep. Gemini is not a good energy for getting into deep conversations, deep communications, or deep relationships, or even going deeper in relationships you're already in. It's a surface energy. It's an enjoyable energy. It's a social energy. So treat it that way. Don't make deep promises. Don't be too cavalier about things because you will throw things off very quickly as if they're important when they're not important to you and you're going to forget about it. And then they're going to come back later. We're also going to have Venus in Gemini, which is still there, sextiling Uranus in Aries. Now, it's kind of a small transit. It's not a huge one. But remember, when we're dealing with Uranus, we're really talking about things underneath the surface. It's one of those deep outer planets. Remember, we go Uranus, Neptune, Pluto in that area. And what we want to do is not waste our time. It's not time for trendy new things in our life. It's time for us to be paying deep attention to the important things in our life. And with this sextile, which is a powerful energy, it's a pleasant energy. You know, it's not a powerful energy like a square or an opposition or even a nice trine, but it is a pleasant energy. It means both are actually working together to share their energy in a nice way. So Uranus is... Where did I go? I lost my note. There we go. Uranus is going, this Venus in Gemini and you're sextiling Uranus in Aries, is going to ask us to allow ourselves to enjoy the outer world of things, be willing and open to new things. Watch for the new. Uranus wants to bring us new things to look at. But remember, we're still in that Gemini energy. So what we don't want to do is make a huge commitment to new things, but we want to look at new things. We want to get a sense of them, a feel for them, try to figure out how we can use those into our life, because Uranus is almost about the beginning of life and new life, and we want to keep that in mind this weekend. And then going into Monday, our next aspect is going to be a new planet added to our retrograde cycle. Neptune will go retrograde in Pisces on Monday. Now, Neptune going retrograde is talking again about those underneath energies, those illusionary energies. And when it goes in, it's going to be pushing us to look at the illusions inside. Now, we have a challenge here. We could get trapped in our own internal illusions, or we can allow that energy help identify the illusions to us. So keep in mind, as we go forward and close out this week going into next week, this is still an important time for us to be clearly focused on what's illusionary and needs to be released from our life, as well as what is real and needs to be enhanced in our life. The choices we make. I want to thank Stephen Heckhouse for joining us this week. This has been another powerful Good Vibrations radio broadcast week. Please keep listening. We'll be back live on Monday on the 13th at noon Pacific time. This show will rebroadcast on Friday at 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. And I look forward to having more information for you that can help transform the lead in your life into gold. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. Many blessings. Namaste.
Gotta keep those loving good vibrations happening with her. Gotta keep those loving good vibrations. Yeah.
It was good enough for father, it was good for sister and brother, it's good enough for me. Give me that
old-time religion,
give me that
old-time religion,
give me that
old-time religion, it's good enough for me.
Hebrew children, it's good enough for me. Give me that
old-time religion.
Give me that
old-time religion.
Give me that
old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
Elkhart, Indiana was the first town I visited as president. I'd been on the job for 3 weeks, and we were just a few months into the worst economic crisis of our lifetimes. Elkhart was hit harder than most. Unemployment there peaked at nearly 20% shortly after my visit. Nearly 1 in 5 people there were out of work. This week, I returned to Elkhart. Unemployment there has now fallen to around 4%. More families are back on sturdy ground. More are covered by health insurance. More of their kids are graduating from high school. And it's no accident. It's because people there worked hard and sacrificed and looked out for each other. But it's also because we made a series of smart decisions early in my presidency to rescue the auto industry, to help families refinance their homes, to invest in things like high-tech manufacturing, clean energy, and the infrastructure that creates good new jobs, not to mention the job training that helps folks earn new skills to fill those jobs. The results are clear. America's businesses have created 14.5 million new jobs over 75 straight months. We've seen the first sustained manufacturing growth since the 90s. We've cut unemployment by more than half, another 20 million Americans have health insurance, and we've cut our deficits by nearly 75%. We haven't fixed everything. Wages, while growing again, need to grow faster. The gap between the rich and everyone else is still way too wide. Republicans in Congress have repeatedly blocked investments and initiatives that would have created jobs faster. But the middle class isn't getting squeezed because of minorities or immigrants or moochers or anyone else we're told to blame for our problems. If we're going to fix what needs fixing, we can't divide ourselves. We've got to come together around our common economic goals. We've got to push back against policies that protect powerful special interests and push for a better deal for all working Americans. That's the choice you'll get to make this year, between policies that raise wages and policies that won't, between strengthening Social Security and making it more generous, or making it harder to help people save and retire, between strengthening the rules we put on Wall Street to prevent another crisis, or dismantling them, between a tax code that's fair for working families or wasteful tax cuts for a fortunate few at the very top. Over the past 7 years, we've proven that progress is possible, but it's not inevitable. It depends on us. It depends on the choices we make. And if we come together around our common values and our belief in opportunity for everyone who puts in the effort, then we'll deliver on a brighter future for all of us. Thanks, and have a great weekend.